Let's say your name was Joe. You've fallen on hard times, and after committing a felony, you are sentenced to 5 years in prison.
In the past, an offender such as Joe would have been subject to a disconnected system that limited his potential rehabilitation. Today, Joe enters a correctional system focused on personal development, improvement, and readiness through science-driven treatment programs.
That's a Florida Department of Corrections video speaking about its new program called Spectrum. Using Joe as an example, it illustrates how the new system will work to help inmates like Joe adjust and successfully reenter society once released. Once the inmate arrives, they go through an assessment interview.
During reception, the Florida Department of Corrections will evaluate Joe's needs in 7 different areas associated with his likelihood to reoffend. These 7 domains are 1. Social awareness, or antisocial personality. 2. Criminal associates. 3. Substance abuse. 4. Family and marital. 5. Wellness. 6. Criminal thinking and attitude. And 7. Employment and education.
And so what was traditionally sort of a 5 to 10 day process has now turned into a month-long process.
That's Abe Uccello, the Director of Development, Improvement, and Readiness for the Florida Department of Corrections. He also leads Spectrum, which Uccello says is unique to Florida.
Other states are doing risk and needs assessments, and they're maybe using a homegrown tool, or maybe they're using, you know, an off-the-shelf product from one of the 3 or 4 vendors that exist out there. What we're doing is we're actually measuring the information and mapping programs and treatment to that information before, during, and after the incarceration process. And that is unique to Florida.
Uccello says Spectrum first started off as a pilot project. It began in January for those on probation supervision in 3 judicial circuits and then later circulated to parts of the prison system in March.
In prison, we ran 2 separate pilots. We ran one at Central Florida Reception Center, which is our largest intake facility, and then also at the Florida Women's Reception Center so that we could also, you know, have a really balanced approach for the female population.
Florida prison officials have now started the process of implementing Spectrum throughout the whole prison system. Uccello says they hope to finish training everyone and having it fully operational by December 2017. While everyone will be assessed, Uccello says officials plan to focus more on inmates who have the highest needs or highest risk of reoffending. And while they continue to monitor those from the Spectrum pilots, Uccello says prison officials don't yet have complete data.
Folks that come into prison have an average of about a 4.5-year stay. And so in the past 6 months, we haven't had anybody go through the process and immediately leave.
According to Prison Chief Julie Jones, a goal of the Spectrum program is to lower the inmate population, which is currently at 98,000. That's one of the goals incoming House Speaker Richard Corcoran set for the prison agency at the end of this year's legislative session, when Jones had asked for more funds to take care of understaffing levels. That issue also took center stage recently when several North Florida prisons were on lockdown because of riots, and Governor Rick Scott says he'll make sure staffing is again a priority in his budget for next year.
First off, I think Julie Jones does an outstanding job. I think she has really high standards. You know, we've gone through we'll propose things this legislative session to continue to help her make sure she can do her job. I want everybody that works at a prison to be safe. And that includes everybody who works there, and plus everybody that's in these prisons. I want them all to be safe.
Meanwhile, a new poll by the James Madison Institute and the Charles Koch Institute shows a majority of Floridians want state lawmakers to keep taking a comprehensive approach to criminal justice reform. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.